What was remarkable about this ship, however, was the wealth of the cargo she carried. She was very heavily laden. For a start, she carried over 350 copper ingots. Each of these ingots weighed about 60 pounds. The total load was 10 tons, sufficient to equip a small army with weapons and armor. Imagine the value of that cargo. The copper has been sourced spectrographically to Cyprus. In addition, there were ingots of tin, and as we saw in an earlier lecture, the alloying of tin and copper makes bronze, and bronze is an important strategic metal because of the toughness of its working edges. And the ingots of tin aboard the ship have been sourced to Turkey. That tin was more valuable than copper, simply because the outcrops of it are very rare. So just on the metals alone, this cargo was extraordinary. There was a lot more. There were dozens of blue glass ingots of a type which we know were made in the city of Tyre, again on the Levant. These sorts of ingots, we also know, were much in demand in Egypt, and it appears that this cargo ultimately was destined for the Nile. In addition, the ship carried a ton of resin, which was in two-handled jars. Egyptian records tell us that this resin was used as incense in rituals along the Nile. Again, an Egyptian destination. But this is only the beginning. The cargo also included hardwoods. Baltic amber from northern Europe, much prized for its magical properties and a rare commodity. Elephant tusks, probably from Syria or somewhere like that, because at that time elephants thrived in that region. Tortoise shells. And then large jars containing stacks of Canaanite and Mycenaean pottery. Just think of the range of products we already have, and we haven't even started yet. The Uluburun ship's cargo contained other items, ebony, tropical products from Africa, products from Egypt, the eastern Mediterranean coast, the Greek mainland, and the Aegean, Cyprus, and even some copper from Sardinia. The ship also had aboard the possessions of its crew. The Uluburu shipwreck is a remarkable reflection of the international nature of eastern Mediterranean trade in Mycenaean times. And this wreck is a catalyst. Now we understand why the great powers competed so vigorously for control of the eastern Mediterranean shore. Why? Why? Because it lay at the heart of a maze of land-based and seaborne trade routes. Trade routes from donkey caravans that brought trade objects from Mesopotamia. Copper from inland, and the shape of the copper ingots is such that they can be stacked easily in saddles on donkeys or packs. And the sheer richness of the Uluburun cargo shows that this competition was worth it. The wealth must have been enormous. And in fact, George Bass has speculated that the Uluburun cargo was a royal cargo, perhaps a gift to another monarch, which happened to perish in a squall. The loss must have been huge. This international trade reflected in the Uluburun ship, which is a remarkable archaeological discovery by any standards, was still expanding rapidly when Hittite and Mycenaean civilizations collapsed in about 1200 BC, in that period of instability, coinciding with the Sea Peoples.